Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Opinion, and I think it's an opinion that's been shared by others in recent history, that the city is in the need of an assistant city manager for more than one reason.
Now, for those of you who recognize voices pretty well, you will discern that that is the voice of the city manager for the city of Milton, Randy Jorgensen. And if you did make such an inference, or conclusion, discernment, you may wonder, well, but Andrew didn't play that Days of Our Milton music. Yeah, no drama in this segment. Just good governance. Every once in a while, it does happen. And it's funny because even though we yesterday spent a lot of time talking about the dysfunction, there was a bunch of very good information that came out in the meeting before all of the dysfunction came out. And this is Randy Jorgensen, for example, saying that what we need to do is hire and budget for the position of assistant city manager.
Some communities of this size do not have assistants. Some do. Actually, I think in some research I had conducted a couple of years ago, I found that it's about a 50-50 split.
Now, remember, Randy is the guy who came back in order to help the city out after depending on how you want to see it. Scott Collins left. He's the one that they hired and thought they'd hired and then hadn't hired and then thought they'd hired again. And then he quit pretty shortly thereafter due to conflicts with the mayor in part, maybe other things as well. But, so now Randy is back helping on a limited basis, not to exceed 6 months, which I think he would be happy for it to be less than that. Of course, how are they going to find a city manager in the time in order to who'd be willing to come and work at the city of Milton? God only knows. But in any case,
workload around here right now is pretty heavy. And I think Mr. Collins had indicated that this job's so hard, one man can't do it. I'm not necessarily in 100% agreement because I did for a number of years. But the work is pretty heavy.
No one man can do that job. Randy's like, sir? But no, it's true. It's a lot of work. Especially with the wastewater treatment plant. That's the big thing. They've been talking about hiring a project manager specifically for that. So Roxanne Meese asks the natural question.
Would this position take the place of what we were talking about a few months ago about a wastewater treatment plant person to oversee that?
It would.
So the assistant city manager would do a lot of things, and they would be the one primarily responsible for the wastewater treatment plant now. And then when that project is complete, other things as well.
Do we have a cost on this position, or just a range maybe?
100 to 125. Keep in mind that your senior personnel for the city of Milton, what many would refer to as cabinet level positions, earn about 100 right now.
Yeah, so 100 to 100 and a quarter. What about people in-house who might be interested? Shari Sebastio asks.
Do we have anybody in-house that's interested in this position?
Probably more than one person.
Yeah, several. And, of course, they would be there to supplement the work Randy does. They would be there if, he retires again and they haven't yet found a substitute. There's a lot of possibility there. And, that might even be somebody who'd be a candidate for regular city manager, even though that would not be the purpose of it. But, yeah, and, of course, then if they move somebody up into assistant city manager, then they're going to have to find somebody to fill that spot. But there are, I'm sure, several people in the city that'd be interested in that. Meanwhile, the question of the wastewater treatment plant and the funding for it, it is kind of amazing to think about how much money the city of Milton has secured for this project over the last 6 or 7 years that they've been working on it.
Keep in mind, in 2018, we had $3 million available for the construction of the plant. We had up to $5 million that was going to be leveraged from outside sources. So there was $8 million available in 18 for this facility. The delta between the 8 and the figures you have before you are funds that have been accounted for since.
He has such a way of understating it. That's $50 million.
With that being said, Randy, that's pretty remarkable that we went from $8 million, you said, since 2018?
That's correct.
To where we're right at $54 million?
Yeah, that's. I need to thank everybody that works here, and that includes all of the council.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of growth in that fund.
And there are other potential sources. At this point, frankly, I don't want to allude to specifics, because as soon as I do, there'll be individuals that take it upon themselves to contact those potential granting agencies and not necessarily work to achieve what I think is in the best interest of the city.
See, Randy has a way of saying something that is an absolute bombshell and making it seem like he didn't say anything at all. You know what he just said? He said that they have other sources of funding available to them that they are able to pursue or may actually be pursuing. He doesn't want to say who they are because there are members of the public and maybe members of the council, but he doesn't specify, who are so problematic for the city that they will actually call up revenue sources, grant sources, and cause trouble for the city to interfere with these things because they're so opposed to the wastewater treatment plant. And so he doesn't want to say who they are because these, fill in the blank with your noun of choice, people are a problem. That's unbelievable. And it's not that surprising because we know what happened with Scott Collins and some of these folks as well, and we know what's happened with them and Colin DEP and Colin Grant. Good Lord. People. Get it together. We'll come back to this in a second because there was a couple of other comments that were interesting. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, not seeing any major slowdowns or accidents to report to you this morning. We are seeing a little bit of slowdown on I-10 eastbound. This is going to be after you get past the Highway 29 interchange. We have an accident showing up right around mile marker 12. That's going to be almost when you get to the I-110 interchange from I-10 eastbound. Slowing things down a little bit between there, but really not that bad. Not seeing any slowdowns on Highway 98 east and west through Navarre and Gulf Breeze. If you're coming out of Pace this morning on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down there. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, checking in clear. If you see anything out there on the roadways, let us know about it. You can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. You know, if you need electrical work done, AC work done, plumbing, heating, any of that stuff, you want to call Peden. They'll come out and take care of it the first time. Professional, show up on time, do what you ask them to do with the good quality products and the 100% satisfaction guarantee that they will always stand beside. And look, they have been expanding tremendously in the last few years. They are now everywhere in the central time zone in Alabama, south of, you know, southern portion, southwest portion of Alabama, and all the way to Tallahassee. So Tallahassee, everywhere in between, Mobile, Baldwin County, all of that is covered by Peden right now. And they have a special for March Madness, $1,000 off mini splits. So you want to cool down your garage, your sunroom, a workshop this summer, find out more about what they can do for you at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. 818 on News Radio 92.3. Back to the conversation they were having in Milton about the wastewater treatment plant, which this actually, you might think, well, Milton is just one town. But okay, the wastewater treatment plant is for like massive parts of Santa Rosa County, and they have to bring that online in order to be able to service the growth that is happening outside of the city of Milton. You've had impacts on, for example, the tech industrial parks, I suppose, better business parks, even though they're working on developing their own package plants, I think is what they call it. So to service the wastewater just for those plants. But like, this is a major issue in Santa Rosa County. It's why it has come up. It's why it's so expensive. It's the kind of thing that, you know, your state legislators have been working on for like a decade to try to solve. So this is big stuff for the north end of the county. Anyway, back to the conversation here. Remember, Randy's the one who just said, look, I don't want to tell you where my possible grant sources are, my funding sources, because some of y'all are such a problem that you'll actually harass them out of participating with us. So, no, I'm not going to tell you. And Mike Cusack asks a fairly typical Mike Cusack kind of question.
We won't really know the cost of this plant until they actually put it out for bid, correct?
That's correct.
So, if the total project goes from $54 million to, let's say, $75 million, what do we do?
When I get done crying, I guess I'd have to think about that. it's a valid question. I agree with you. To some degree, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't know now, so we're going to have to wait and see. But, you know, when I get done crying, because, you know, we got 54 and I wasn't counting on it being 75. That's right. But the other thing to keep in mind here is, and he was very clear about this, despite all of the sky is falling kind of predictions that Scott Collins had made when he was the city manager, Randy's like, I can't even find where he got all these numbers from. He literally said that in one part of the meeting. Like, I don't know where he got his information from, but I can't find it.
I was trying to compare the materials that were provided by the former city manager on February 15th to the information that you've submitted to us here.
I have found no working documents. I have found no final documents. I have not been able to determine how those estimates were arrived at the time that you alluded to. So I can't speak to them.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can't answer you on that, so I don't know where it came from. But here's the big thing to know is they have enough money on hand right now, based on what they expect the price to be, to do the entire first part of the project. And the existing plant does not have to be shut down, but the discharge of 2 million gallons a day into the Blackwater River that currently happens of treated effluent does have to end. And they are able to be able to pump that through a pipe over to the spray fields across the river. And they are expecting to have the new plant online in order to take up and, you know, be able to process a lot of that. And so the short version, the short takeaway of all this is that right now they are on track, in line to be able to accomplish what the state requires and even have some surplus in order to treat wastewater.
What the citizens need to know is that we're doing all that's required by the state and more. And we have the funding to do that now, correct?
That's correct.
There you go. So everything else aside, that's the big takeaway. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register or for more information, visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can it keep me warm when I'm cold?
Wait, no, I'm always hot.
Sleep Number does that. The Climate 360 smart bed actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save $1,000 on our most popular Sleep Number smart bed and Saturday. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen.
It's the theme song to the shootout scene in Die Hard, right? I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. 825 on News Radio 92.3. Shoot the glass. David Wansar. I'll get to you in just a second, David. I can't help it. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Oh, yeah. Well, he ran across that glass anyway, didn't he?
He did.
Showed them.
And it didn't. That's them. Right. That's right. You go, man. Come on, John McClane.
Yeah, that was a rough scene. All right. So we are seeing still that slowdown on I-10 eastbound. This is going to be after you pass the Highway 29 interchange. Right about mile marker 12, we had an accident reported. That's going to be almost as you reach the I-110 exchange there. So a little bit of slowdown in between those two. On I-10 eastbound, but otherwise around town, I'm not seeing anything. Highway 98 is looking great through Navarre and Gulf Breeze. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Highway 29 is clear from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. And Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent, and Fairfield. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you're thinking about that next vehicle and, you know, maybe even put it off, I don't know, if you're like me, you put it off. I always put it off too long and then cost me more putting it off than it does to just get something that's going to take care of me. Frontier Motors, they will take care of you with good quality used vehicles, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. And just, you know, great people, and they take care of you after the sale, and you have a wide selection that you can, you know, check against each other and drive a bunch of them. It's just, I mean, it's all around. It is the best car buying experience I have ever had, both during and even after the sale, the way they followed up with me after to make sure everything was fine and fix something that was wrong with the car a year after we bought it. I mean, it's crazy the level of customer service that they bring. Frontier Motors is the reason they've been serving the Pensacola community so effectively for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Now David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the Costco food court may soon be a members-only thing. The shopping at Costco, of course, requires an annual membership fee. Members and non-members have been able to utilize the food court there, though. Some Costco's apparently now posting signs saying effective April 8th. You have to have a membership to purchase food at the food court.
If you want, you know, your pretzels and your cheap hot dogs, you're just going to have to get a membership.
Apparently, yeah.
No more cheap date night at the Costco.
An appeals court has now issued a ruling keeping the Texas law that would allow police to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the border on hold. In a 2-1 ruling, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied the state of Texas's request to suspend the lower court order that found the legislation unconstitutional. More arguments expected in this case next week. And there was a big winner in the Mega Millions last night. A winning ticket sold in New Jersey for the entire $1.1 billion. Lottery players now turning their attention to Powerball, which is worth $865 million for tonight's drawing.
Wait, what was the amount?
$865 million. I knew where you were going with it.
Thank you so much. Thanks, David. 828 News Radio 92.3. Oh, a couple of just quick hit notes here is one, the Wayside Park in Gulf Breeze, that's the Gulf Breeze side of the 3 Mile Bridge that has been unusable for so long. Now, you know, the parking under there is open, but there's no reason to park because you can't use the boat ramp on the one side. That still needs to be done. But the actual park side on the northeast, whatever side of the bridge, that looks like it's almost ready. FDOT has, of course, cleared all their stuff, or Skanska has cleared all their stuff out of there. And the pavilions look like they're almost ready. It's still roped off, but it's almost there. Bruce Beach, meanwhile, that project, holy smokes. I had not been by there in a while. Like, the hills are all gone, the trees are all gone, they've built the walkway, there's a, you know, shelter awning kind of in place, there's all kinds of levels and layers of the project to completely renovate that area. They've completely torn up the secret hidden wood fort. Remember the guy during Sally, or after Sally, during COVID, built that secret wood fort that was in there that was massive and cool and wild? And I always said at the time, hey, let people go play in it. And the city's like, no. Stupid insurance safety rules. Anyway, that's all gone now. That whole area has been, you know, deforested. So that project is close, like really close to being completed. And then I saw this. I don't know if I have time to get into this. Well, it's a kind of a cool thing. Yeah, this is neat. Somebody had shared online, and I'd shared it on my personal page. You know how Quint Studer and the brain bag program and doing colored walkways and the colored steps at Wahoo Stadium and all that? Somebody had shared a picture of a stairway where every stair had in its own color code, like green for multiplication tables, 3x4, 3x5, light blue for sixes, dark blue for eights. So you could walk up and down these stairs every day if you did and practice your times tables. I love it. We need more of that in schools, in regular places. Let kids learn everywhere they go.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. No longer a search and rescue mission, divers are now looking for the bodies of six maintenance workers presumed to have been killed in the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore.
We are going to spend every effort to make sure that we can bring them a sense of closure in this horrific incident.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore on Fox thinking about the families there. Federal investigators have boarded the cargo ship that crashed into the bridge and collected its data recorder. A Texas migrant arrest law remains on hold for now after a ruling from a federal appeals court.
The New Orleans-based court panel denied the request by Texas to let the law take effect while the state's appeal of a judge's ruling blocking it plays out at the appellate court. It allows police to question and arrest anyone believed to have entered Texas through Mexico illegally. The Department of Justice says the law runs afoul of the federal government's authority over immigration and will lead to racial profiling.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Stocks start the day higher on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it's 59 degrees. Beautiful sunny morning here in Pensacola today. A Gulf Breeze man who killed his mother as a teenager could potentially be moved to a step-down mental health treatment center in Tallahassee. The now 28-year-old Brandon Adelot was in court this week. The News Journal reports doctors believe his mental health has improved. Last year, the Department of Children and Families said Adelot no longer met the criteria to be placed at the Florida State Hospital. Two additional mental health professionals have now evaluated him, and they've come to the same conclusion, recommending he be moved to that step-down facility. Adelot has been at the Florida State Hospital since 2016. He was placed there after being found not guilty by reason of insanity for stabbing and beating his mother to death Christmas Eve of 2013. Some family members say he should be kept in a secure facility for the rest of his life, but if he goes to that step-down facility, their goal would be to eventually reintroduce him to society. He'll be back in court this August before a decision on his placement will be made. Escambia County's Board of Commissioners approved a resolution last week to prohibit the use of excessive force against nonviolent civil rights protesters. This resolution was apparently tied to a request for federal funding through the Community Development Block Grant Program.
That's the first I've heard about this particular resolution, which is, I find odd, because we resolve to do that every day. We have a policy that would prohibit excessive use of force. I'm not sure why you need a resolution. I guess it's a little insulting in that regard.
Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons clarified it wasn't personally insulting, says it's just insulting that the issue in general is something that even has to be discussed, as it's been a priority for his office and all law enforcement officers since the 1970s. That resolution was approved by the Escambia Board of Commissioners at last week's meeting. The former dean of Warrington Middle School will avoid jail time after taking a plea deal related to soliciting a student for sex. According to the News Journal, Dariel Laster pleaded no contest to lewd or lascivious conduct with a person under 18, as well as contributing to the delinquency of a minor. While Laster won't be serving prison time, he will be ordered to register as a sex offender and serve 60 months of sex offender probation, as well as a year of community control. Well, there is a new candidate for a seat on the Escambia School Board with a familiar last name.
Carissa Burgosh is the wife of First Judicial Circuit Court Judge Gary Burgosh, and she's pre-filed for the District 4 seat. Burgosh currently works as the school liaison officer on board NAS Pensacola, helping military families with their schooling needs. The District 4 seat is currently occupied by Patty Hightower, who so far hasn't decided whether she will seek re-election or retire. According to Studio 850, she expects to make that decision in June. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. Well, Florida offering to help Baltimore as they deal with the tragic bridge collapse yesterday. Of course, six people still missing, presumed dead after that collapse yesterday morning. Governor Ron DeSantis said he's now directed emergency management officials to offer assistance to the state of Maryland if it's needed. He says the state of Florida is willing to help, and our prayers are with the victims and the first responders. Meanwhile, ships that normally would use the Port of Baltimore may also be rerouted to Florida. The Florida Ports Council CEO Michael Rubin says that Florida has the capacity and is willing to help. It's 8:35, and Jake has our traffic on the fives.
All right, this traffic report brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Not seeing any problems on our roadways. Everything looks clear. I-10 and I-110 are flowing smoothly. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not seeing any slowdowns. Coming out of Milton through Pace this morning on Highway 90, no accidents reported. Highway 29 is clear from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. I'm low on sleep, everybody. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. Longleaf Drive, Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel Parkway, everything's looking good. If you do see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That number is 850-437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have plenty of sunshine today with a high near 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. Beautiful and a little breezy on Thursday. Sunny skies, high near 71. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48. Sunshine continues into Friday with a high near 72 and a low near 54. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have 59 degrees in Pensacola, 58 in Gulf Breeze, and 59 in Milton. Your money now this morning. The markets are up. The Dow is up 282.90 today at 39,565.23. S&P is up 2801 at 52,31.59. The NASDAQ up 48 points at 16,363.70 today. Your 10-year bond rate down slightly at 4.22%. Gold prices up $7.80 at $22.07. Silver prices down a nickel at $24.56. And Bitcoin up 1179.84 today at 70,921.98. And it looks like the rest of the cryptocurrencies are kind of following in that trend, although there are one or two that are down today. Shares in former President Trump's social media company jumped up more than 50% yesterday after it began public trading under the ticker symbol DJT on Wall Street. Trading in the Trump Media and Technology Group was briefly halted just before 10 a.m. due to volatility. Its market valuation was about $2.5 billion in early trading on the NASDAQ. Visa and MasterCard coming to a settlement on lower merchant fees that could potentially save consumers billions of dollars. The fees credit card companies charge to small and large businesses usually cost merchants 2% of the transaction, and that is passed along to consumers. The settlement would force credit card companies to cap that fee over the next 5 years. And Amazon launching a same-day medication prescription delivery service in two major cities. Those prescriptions will be offered in Los Angeles and New York through Amazon's online pharmacy service, which launched in 2020. The company says smaller facilities will be used to complete the orders, and they'll be stocked with the most common prescriptions and equipped to process within minutes rather than hours or days. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Get set for family fun this March 30th at one of four unbelievable Easter egg hunts. Choose from Eggawahooza at the Blue Wahoos Stadium, Beulah Dash at Escambia Equestrian Center, Pace-a-Palooza at Benny Russell Park, or the latest edition, Molino Mayhem at Don Sutton Park. Visit PensacolaEaster.org to register your kids or for more info. All of this family fun is brought to you by the Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Before we get into our frivolous topic, just a note is today is Blue Angels practice day. Looks like it's going to be fantastic weather, and it is a signing in the museum atrium. So all that means the back gate's terrible. This morning we got a note from somebody. So be prepared, as Jake likes to say, pack your patience. All right, 437-1620. The frivolous topic for the day is this. I read an article the other day. And the headline of the article was, "New survey finds most of us put on a work personality in the office." As in, we pretend to be somebody else. And if people in the office know us and think they know us and then they followed us home, they'd be like, "Who are you?" Because they don't really know you. Now, sometimes a work personality might be just showing less of who you really are. Sometimes a work personality can be actively fabricating a fake you because to get along, to go along, to be productive, whatever the case may be. And so my question for you is, do you have a work personality? How is it different from the real you? And maybe grade yourself. Maybe grade yourself. If somebody knows you at work, how well do they know you for real? Put it on a 1 to 10 scale. You know, somebody who knows me at work, they know me a 1 for real. Somebody knows me at work, they know me a 9 for real. Okay, 437-1620, 437-1620. And like I say, if you care to comment on how the real you is different from the work you, feel free to specify, 437-1620. Jake, first question is, do you have a work personality?
No, I'm pretty much hard on my sleeve. If you know me at work, you know how miserable I am in pretty much every part of my life. I'm not going to hide it.
There it
Sorry.
Is. I love it. So, yep. So work Jake and real Jake are like, you're a 9 or a 10?
Just as unpleasant, yes.
There you go. Perfect. There's no more depths of unpleasantness to find.
The smells don't change. It's the same.
I am the same way. I'm the same. I'll tell you, there are, I'm probably, if anything, I give you a little bit less than all of me. You know what I mean? Instead of 100% of me, you get like 80% of me. Only because it's things like, I like dirty jokes. I swear, not a lot by most people's standards, but, you know, I don't swear around the office except for occasional for effect and certainly not on the air because the FCC has a thing about that. But, you know, generally, I'll tell you the one big difference between me, and this is not work me and real me, this is on air me and real me. Is on air, I'm the guy driving the conversation. 100% of the content has to come from me, right? In real life, I'm not the leader of the conversation. If there's a group of people talking, I'm never the guy who's in the middle holding court telling the story. I'm the guy who, when the guy who's in the middle of the holding court telling the story says something, I'll throw in a comment. But I'm not the, you know, we could be sitting at the table eating dinner and I'm not talking. I mean, I might ask you questions. Depends on my level of interest. But people might perceive me as massively garrulous in real life, but I'm just not that much. Not that way. I'm not against it. I just, you know, talk for a living. I don't necessarily want to talk all the time. 437-1620, 437-1620. Do you put on a work personality? Is the work personality less, more of you, or a different you, like fake? You know, and if so, in what way? And kind of the numerological question is, if somebody knows you at work, how well do they really know you on a 1 to 10 scale? Perfectly know you. Jake is a 10 or a 9.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably an 8, okay, for you. You know, at work, you know me. I tend to be nicer. I tend to be a lot nicer at work. And you think, this is nice you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. This
is... And I think you've edited yourself since I came along, because when Candy was around, I think that it was more like a 9.5.
Yeah, she brought out 10. more of real Andrew, because she's more like real Andrew.
Right.
You're much nicer. 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody here says, putting on airs just greatly complicates things. Just be nice at work and at home. Well, yeah, if you're nice to begin with, that sounds like good advice.
Yeah, but what if you have to work at that?
What if you're a mean person inside, sarcastic and judgmental? You just want me to be that all the time? I got to stay with the job. 437-1620, somebody says, I know the inner thoughts of the guy I work with. I work alone. People are the best. Somebody says, I'm retired now, but when I worked, I was more cheerful. So 8 out of 10. And I assume you mean more cheerful at work, not just more cheerful in general. Although that could be true, I suppose, as well. Let's see. Somebody says, nope, I am who I am. I do know what and when is appropriate, though. And that's true. Yeah, you take off your filters. You know, I mean, that's the purpose of having family, right? Is so you can just be you, because they know you and theoretically can't leave. Right? I mean, they're prisoners of the contract or the covenant. 437-1620. I use just enough restraint to minimize the human resource incidents. I'm a 9. sometimes same, but in radio, people make a lot of jokes. Radio is one of those environments where, because we have to be a certain way on the air for, again, kind of FCC reasons, there's a lot of off air that's just a little bit saltier and probably darker, just like in the news, just like in police and military. There's a lot of endeavors where you kind of have to be that way because of the horrific things we have to deal with when we talk about them on the air. Somebody says, I tend to be simply a professional at work, strictly business, with the caveat that there is a time and a place for almost anything. Oh, that's a good point. You know, is it all business at work? Is it just not? I just don't get involved. I don't get connected. I'm just there to do a job, man. And don't bother me with your personal stuff. You can leave that for the people that you care about. Jake's got traffic on the fives. 437-1620. Work personality versus real you. Jake, go ahead, sir.
Well, other than the NAS gates being backed up right now, I'm not seeing any problems on our roadways. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is clear. I-10 and I-110 look like they're flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 this morning, not seeing anything slowing you down. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you see anything out there on your roadways slowing you down, let us know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, by the way, it's just the back gate, I think, is backed up, not the front, in case you were thinking the front too. But I corrected you yesterday on the air, and I was totally wrong. I told you the place didn't exist, and I was completely wrong about it. It was the new Kempstrand or old Kempstrand Road and Highway 29. I'm like, I don't think that exists. I looked on the map. Oh, sure enough, it does. It's that railroad track. So I apologize for that the other day.
Well, I will accept your apology, and yes, thank you.
You're welcome. 847 News Radio 92.3. Work you versus real you. Do you put on a work personality when you get paid to do a job? Somebody says here... And let's see, at some point, I think because I work so much, my work self has merged with my real self. They are now one. Actually, Larry David was on with Jimmy Fallon the other day. I was watching this, and he made the comment, you know, he asked him, is Larry David that you play on the show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, different from Larry David in real life? And he said, basically, I feel like Larry David, the character, has allowed me to just be the real me, because I'm like try to be nicer because I don't like people to hate me so much, but now I can just be me because people expect me to be a jerk all the time, which I thought was a great answer. 437-1620. Somebody says, I'm a 9 out of 9 at work as opposed to the real me. My heart's on my sleeve. Sometimes I wish I could shut my mouth more. Preach that, brother. I know that's true for me. So anyway, I just thought it was an interesting question, because I suspect, I could be wrong, but I suspect that there's a lot of people with the kind of the quiet quitting, work is not my life, I'm not trying to advance, I'm just trying to get through the day and get paid. I suspect that these days people are a little bit more dishonest at work about who they really are. 73% of employees surveyed said that they have a work personality. 6 in 10 workers don't want to be their true selves around their colleagues. And, I don't mean like, you work in a, you work in a restaurant, but at home you run, like an OnlyFans site. I just mean personality-wise. A lot of times we feel like we can't be us in order to be the professional self, in order to get along or work in that environment. And I understand it. I would never be able to do that for very long. I can't stop my mouth from moving. 8:49 on News Radio 92.3. If you have a project that you need to work around your home, a home improvement, a repair, maybe it's a renovation, a remodel, or maybe you build things for a living. I don't know where you are on the scale of need for Pensacola Harbor, but they have what you need. If you build buildings for a living, okay, they have what you need. This is their bread and butter. They've been helping you for, people like you since 1851. They can put you on a monthly line of credit. They don't have to have the guy show up with the credit card at the store. They can bring it to your job site. They'll have it on hand. They don't have to order it because they will have it if you need it. If they don't have it, you don't need it. But if you're just fixing something up and you need some advice, or even if you professionally build and you've run into a problem and you need advice, that's what they do. Like, they're literally there as a resource for you. They probably know the code, the inspectors. They can help you with that stuff. So stop in or give them a call. If you've never been to Pensacola Hardware, they're right downtown, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida since 1851, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola.
Let's be honest. Nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Silence, you ninny.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend Lee Greenwood. Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this. God bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul.
I do have many, many things to say, but at the same time, it's almost a, where do you even start? President Trump yesterday comes out on Truth Social with the announcement that he's got a Lee Greenwood Bible in conjunction with Lee Greenwood. It's going to have the, as he said, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution included, because the Bible and America are the same. They're not the same. Anyway, so many thoughts. Is this a limited edition? I don't know. They're selling for $60, which somebody asked me, is that a good price for a Bible? It's a normal price for a Bible. I would typically not pay $60 for a Bible, but then again, I've got, you know, the 15 I need, so I'm not out there buying them. But he says, I believe in this. Americans need to know it. They don't know our history. They don't know American history. All of that is true. And?
All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book.
Is it? Have you? I don't know. Maybe. I am sure that in a week when he gets his bond obligation for the potential $464 million judgment written down by almost $300 million and releases a gold ribbon page marker Bible with gold leaf, which is normal, and a note that if the pages stick together, that's normal for gold leaf Bibles, which is true. It's just, I'm sure this is driving liberals crazy. It's driving some conservatives crazy. There are some people who, you love Trump, whatever he does. It doesn't matter what he does. He's an amazing person. You love Jesus and you love the Bible and you love this. And there are other people, you love the Bible and every word that comes out of Trump's mouth just makes you wonder what universe we're in. I'm in that group. And yet, I think people will read it. I think they'll pray. I think it's probably a good thing. And if people want to spend money to have a Bible that includes the documents of the American founding on it, I don't think you ought to add things to the Bible. The Bible is what it is. You know, that's what makes it holy. You start adding things in there and it starts to not be holy anymore. But if you had sort of like a Bible that had some of the sermons from the founding or the sermons from the Revolution or the anti-federalist or the anti-revolutionary sermons, like that might be a really interesting historical look, you know, sort of like American history as interpreted, you know, or referenced through the, I mean, that might be, this is not what that is. Also, not a fundraiser, apparently, at least according to the website, not a fundraiser for him. So there was one other note on this I'll get to in a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
You don't mess with the Jesus. Don't roll on Shabbos.
Jesus, that's right.
Looking around on our roadways around town, I'm not seeing any major issues on our roadways. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110, no issues reported. Coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, not seeing any problems there. Highway 29 is clear from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. And looks like West Detroit Boulevard, Johnson Avenue, Olive Road, Cody Lane, all checking in clear. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Yeah. And on the day also, when, you know, the Truth Social hit and, you know, through the Trump organization and that he was going to, you know, makes all this money that he can't really take advantage of, you know, up as much as a couple of billion dollars. I mean, who knows? Anyway, just it's a weird, wild week for former President Trump, that's for sure. And putting out a Bible is it's just the icing on top of the cake.
What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again.
Of course. MAPA. We're now MAPA Republicans. But he's right. People need to pray. We need more religion, not less. We need more Christianity in the Bible and faith. We need more, not less. Absolutely right. So Who's going to buy this? I imagine loads of people. Actually, we'll switch over. It's a future news. Give them a little bit of the music. All right, future news when we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. How many Trump Bibles will he sell?
I'm thinking just in the thousands, but I don't know.
I'll be honest, I would guess between 500,000 and 1,000,000.
Wow.
There are so many people who are so completely enamored with him that they would buy this as a bragging point. Mm. And honestly, I think would read the Bible, read the documents. It's probably a good thing. It's a King James version. You know, I'd prefer it to be an NASB or an NIV, but it's not, you know what? That's the one I grew up on when I learned, so it's fine. will Truth Social cash out for him?
Yeah.
No, he'll hold the
shares. Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 923. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.